Back up.
What time is it?
I still got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
Put your hand together on your feet.
It does not make sense.
And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Thursday, it must mean what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Yeah, everybody loves this. We play a clip of Jesse Jackson. If you correctly identify what he's saying, get yourself a prize. And tonight you're going to get a pass, two passes, look at that, to a special screening of Iron Man. That's next Tuesday at the Arclight Hollywood. Robert Downey Jr. is in this thing. Terrence Howard. Jeff Bridges, Gwyneth Paltrow. Look at that, man. Talk about a great lineup. Iron Man in theaters May 2nd. Get out there and check out Iron Man. All right, if you'd like to play along here, it's pretty simple. We give out to the phone number. You call us up, and we play a clip for you. If you tell us what Jesse Jackson's saying, you're going to get yourself tickets to Iron Man. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And if you're listening online, calling from around the country, like a lot of people do, not really, but once in a while somebody does, 888-520-9710, 888-520-9710. Now, we've got a huge night for you, folks. We have David Goldstein calling in at 10 o'clock tonight. But before that, one of the daytime stars on this station, from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, everybody, Frank Kramer's coming in at 9 o'clock. Look at that. You don't get hotter than that. Why the hell would you listen to a KBC or KFI tonight? What's the reason? All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Here are some of the clips you'll be hearing tonight. Good luck, everybody.
Others live for 500 guns. My liver lives in somebody else. God's good all time God's good, we each other's friends.
Wow. Someone's drinking before the sermon, man. Listen to that one.
God's good all time God's good, we each other's friends. She get that baby, she can't take him home.
Wow.
You have to call women B's and H's. I've been anointed and hoping to jump over substance. An AKA a 7-point, I've been anointed. It ain't enough to talk it, you got to act it. Question becomes, what are you going to do about it? Think yourself into well back then. I've been anointed to study yourself, approved and worthy. Study! In whatever state I find myself, I've been anointed now without money. This should be big. But the government, where the return of me in that? She couldn't tell her dad I have a Jewish child, and I've been anointed. I hear y'all talk about it.
All right, here we go, gang. What the hell is this Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the first clip.
Others live for sport. Others live for sport. Others live for sport.
All right, I got to look at the sheet, the little cheat sheet here. Let me see here.
Others live for sport.
Oh, boy. All right, let's talk to a Gabriel on the 210. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Others live for sport.
Others live, but for none.
No! Others live, but sport.
You know what? No, that's not it. We're going to give it to you if you get close, because there's about 50 million things this could be.
Others live, but sport. Others live, but sport.
Joaquin in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Others live, but sport.
Is it others live thus far?
You know what? We're going to give that to you.
Yes, sir!
Because it says others live for.
Others live for sport.
I don't think he ever gets out the big F word. All right, congratulations, dude.
Thanks.
You're going to the movies, Iron Man, May 2nd in theater. So get out there and check it out. All right, congratulations to Joaquin and Ventura. All right, here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody?
500 guns.
Fairly easy one, but you gotta do the entire clip, including the S at the end, or you get no tickets.
500 guns.
All right, Danny and Orange on 97.1 Free FM.
500 guns.
500 guns.
That's something I do.
Nah, dude, I told you the rule.
That's a no-no.
You got to do the whole thing with the S at the end.
500 guns.
Tim and Torrance, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
500 guns.
500 guns.
Give it up, West Side.
Now, see, that's more entertaining than just 500 guns. Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
All right, sound very excited. Hold on one second. We'll give you those tickets to Iron Man. All right, here's your next clip. What the hell is Jesse saying?
My liver lives in somebody else. My liver lives in somebody else. My liver lives in somebody else.
Wow.
My liver lives in somebody else.
George in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1.
My liver lives in somebody else.
Now, liver lives in someone else.
No, that's a no-no. That's not it, man. Art in Camarillo, you're on 97.1.
My liver lives in somebody else.
My liver lives in somebody else.
There you go. Congratulations.
Give it up. Give it up.
All right. Art has got himself tickets to Iron Man. Look at that. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
God's good all time, all time. God's good. We shall span. God's good all time, all time. God's good. We shall span. God's good all time, God's good, we shall span.
Okay. You know, we're looking not for somebody to be on a car phone here and just guess and try to fumfer through this. Somebody should be at home writing this one down, because you got to get this one pretty close. All right, here we go.
God's good all time, God's good, we shall span.
Okay.
God's good all time, God's good, we shall span.
Let's talk to, how about Jamie and Bellflower? You're on 97.1.
God's good all time, God good, we shall understand.
God is good all the time, God is good, we shall understand.
No, you got it so close, dude. The last couple words, you bailed. Ryan in Glendale, you're on 97.1.
God's good all time, God good, we shall understand.
God's good all time, God's good, we each other's friends.
No, you missed the last word. It's not we each other's friends. Listen to it carefully.
God's good all time, God's good, we each other's friends.
Let's talk to Javier on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
God's good all time, God's good, we each other's friends.
God's good all the time.
Nah, no. So long. Vanessa and Carson, you're on 97.1.
All time, God's good, we each other's friends.
God's good all the time, God is good, we're each other's fans.
Fans, exactly right, baby.
Show your appreciation, show your love.
Yes. Congratulations,
wow.
Darling.
Thank you.
You get yourself tickets to Iron Man.
Really?
Yes. So you're going to go
out and... Awesome.
At the Arclight Hollywood.
Woo.
And Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow are in this thing, so it should be great.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, boy. Still using that term, huh? Oh, bubble.
Yeah.
All right. I thought that was like a high school thing. Shut up.
No. Yeah, I get that a lot.
You've taken that out of high school, all right?
Yeah.
But you know what? Guys probably like that. They probably think you're like 19 when you use that term.
Yeah, I know. I get that a lot. I work in sales, and I'm on the phone a lot, inside sales, and
right.
I get that a lot.
Well,
yeah.
Well, do it again. Like, let's say you and I are having a conversation. You're at work, all right? And I'll give you an opportunity to use it.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, Vanessa, how are sales going?
It's okay.
Yeah? Hey, by the way, I don't know if you know this. I just bought a brand new convertible Corvette.
Shut up.
Yeah, no kidding. A brand new convertible Corvette.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? It's funny because I live in California and my territory is actually in New York.
Right.
So they think we're all, like, driving in convertibles. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you're not. All right, hold on one sec. We'll give you tickets to that. And thanks for the enthusiasm, baby.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
All right, there she goes, everybody. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
If she get that baby, she can't keep it. She can't take him home. If she get that baby, she can't keep it. She can't take him home.
Jesus Christ.
If she get that baby, she can't keep it. She can't take him home. If she get that baby, she can't keep it. She can't take him home. Back up.
Wow. Jason in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1.
If she get that baby, she can't keep it. She can't take him home.
I'm out. I got stuff.
All right, there he goes. No shame in that, dude. Sam and Fontana, you're on 97.1.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
Hold on, that one's just too hard, man.
All right, man. Josh in Ontario, you're on the air.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
I'm going to just give it a try. I'm sick of that baby. That baby, I ain't going to take you home.
No.
You're stupid.
Not quite. Katie in Austin, Texas, you're on 97.1.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
It's she can't, but take it home.
You're very close. Listen to it again.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
Oh. She can't, but she can't take him home.
You're missing one word. What can't she take home? Listen to it.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
It's either it or him.
No, sorry, baby. Well, listen, what are you going to do with tickets anyway? You live in Austin, Texas.
Oh, I thought it was for all the theaters.
No.
I promised my husband he could go.
Oh, it's for the Arclight Theater in Hollywood. You guys have to get on a plane.
Okay, well, or drive. It takes a day and a half. But thank you. I still listen to you in Austin.
All right, thanks, baby. Are you from L.A.?
Riverside.
Okay, excellent. Well, you know, we're going to send you tickets anyway. If you can use them, great.
Okay.
All right. Hold on one second. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home. If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
Mark in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
I got nothing.
Nothing, man. All right. There he goes. Jess in Pasadena, you're up next.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
I have no idea.
Oh, baby. All right. So long. There she goes. Alfredo in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on the air.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
Hello, I got it. This is Scotty in Riverside.
Go ahead, Scotty. Wow, what a great connection. Chad in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
She didn't get it, but she can't take it home.
Wait, what is it again?
I don't know.
Oh, get out of here, dude. All right. Julius in Lakewood, you're on 97.1.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
Shake it, baby, but she can't shake it home.
No. All right, James in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
If she get that, baby, she can't take him home.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing?
All right, dude, you got this one?
No, man, I tap out, man.
Bad vibes, dude.
Hey, I have a question for you, man.
Yeah, what do you got?
Could you guys do, like, the best of the whistles, get all the whistle clips together?
Oh, I bet we could do that, yeah. I bet Randy could do that by the end of this hour, yeah. That's a good idea, dude.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, keep listening. We'll play that for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guy likes the whistle clips, man. Josh in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
If she get that baby, she can't take him home.
If she get that baby, she can't keep him, she can't take him home.
Yeah.
Give it up, West Side.
She can't, baby, she can't keep, she can't take him home. I think that's what he says. Yeah, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, hold on one sec. You can go to the ticket. You're going to go, tickets to the movie Iron Man. Here we go.
If she get that baby, she can't take him home.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
She get that baby, she can't take him home.
She got the baby, she can't take him home. All right, we press on the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
You have to call women B's and H's. You have to call women B's and H's.
David in Newport, you're on 97.1.
You have to call women B's and H's.
You don't have to call women B's and H's?
That's it.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe they're shortening those terms.
What's an H? Does he mean a whore?
I think he means a whore, yeah, which is the wrong letter, right?
I don't think he knows that. It's a hoe. Word.
Yeah, but, oh, I see. Oh, he's using hose. Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, hose. All right.
Yeah, if he's looking, I thought if he was referencing whores, it's he's off by a letter, I guess. But he's been off by a letter before. Remember, he was. He said that there's an Altima in the parking lot that had its license.
That's an Altima, Altima, 489-9410. Please move it now. You're blocking someone.
Right. The valet service out there, too.
All right. Hold on, dude. We'll send you tickets. Congratulations. That guy's a winner.
You have to call women B's and H's.
You have to call women B's and H's.
I've been anointed.
Mitch in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
I've been knowing this?
No.
You're stupid.
Hey, easy on that, dude. Jason in Mission Viejo, you're on the air.
I've been knowing it.
No, that's not it either, man. Adrian in Montclair, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
It's a tough one, but I'm going to say I've been honest.
No, that's not it either. Maybe nobody knows that term in this audience. Josh in La Puente, you're on 97.1.
I've been knowing this.
No, that's not it either. Wow, look at that. How about Kevin in Oxnard? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I've been anointed.
There you go.
Put your hand together.
Congratulations, man. All right, you get yourself tickets to Iron Man, dude.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one second. Kevin in Oxnard is a big winner. All right, we'll play this clip for you a couple of times. When we come back, we'll ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. And if you win, you get yourself tickets to Iron Man opening up in theaters May 2nd. And there's a big premiere, a big Arclight Hollywood next Tuesday, and you're going to get tickets to that. So congratulations, everybody. And here's the clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM.
And hope and jump over substance. And hope and jump over substance. Because you might sound crazy saying, that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no.
110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
All right. Yeah, I was there. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Joining us early is one of the stars of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, everybody. Frank Kramer. Nice to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we both just come from a huge CBS meeting in Hollywood.
You left before I did.
Yeah.
I got a few more drinks than you.
Oh, yeah. Was there free drinks after the deal?
Yes, after they had the band Bravery play.
Right.
Nicest guys.
Right.
They should be called Manners. Because backstage, they weren't touching the cookies. They had huge fruit bowl, these cookies laid out, all this beer, and I'm back there drinking their beer.
Yeah.
Because they weren't serving the beer while the guy, the president of CBS, was speaking to everyone.
Right.
Because he didn't want people to be drinking and not paying attention.
Right.
So I snuck backstage and started drinking the band's beer. And they were just, that's not our beer. That's not our cookies. I'm like, it's your... You're a rock band. Trash this place. Eat the cookies. Drink. So, you know, they should be called Manners. But, yeah, I was there, and I had a good time. And
yeah, and they're going to be, I don't know if we can talk about what they told us tonight, but I guess there's going to be a big announcement coming.
Oh, big.
Yeah, huge announcement. Anyway, we're playing
Danny Bonaducci all day, all the time.
Yeah.
He's going to get 23 hours and give him 1 hour off instead of 1 hour on.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Really?
You know, give us all just 1 hour, and Danny can do 23.
He's a good guy. He's just misunderstood.
Okay. He's coming in tomorrow night, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have fun with him.
Yeah, we'll play this back for him. All right. Frank is with us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show. We're doing a little What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And maybe Frank can help you out here if you're stumped. You know,
yeah,
this guy's got
this.
A great ear. He's been in radio for, what, 20 years? 17 years?
15 now.
15 years. Look at that.
Look how young I look.
Yeah. You look fantastic, man.
Don't I know? I am gorgeous.
Yes. And all three of you are, especially that Frosty, man.
Yeah, Frosty. He's looking good. He showed up tonight. See his haircut?
I didn't see his new haircut, no.
Ooh.
Good, Ben?
He went a little short.
He went cheap, huh?
Yeah, he went like long in the front, short on top, long in the back.
No.
Yeah, he has like the double mullet off the front, the bangs and the mullet and the spiky hair on top.
Oh, babo.
You know, we got the big event tomorrow at the Pink Taco, so he's wanting to look good for the...
Yeah.
The ladies.
Jesus. Long in front, long in back, and short on the sides.
He's been going to
and concentrate on my hamburger.
He's been going to the same lady for a long time, and he likes her.
Okay. It sounds like fantastic disappointments.
It really is.
Okay. All right, gang, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's a clip we left you with.
And hope and jump over substance. And hope and jump over substance.
All right. I have no idea. Here, let me. I got to take a look at the cheat sheet here.
And hope and jump over substance.
Okay, all right.
So
I got
it. You completely hear it when you're looking at the cheat sheet, because I can't.
I still don't. I still can't.
And Holtman jump over substance. And Holtman jump over substance.
God almighty.
And Holtman jump over substance.
Okay, now I got it. Now I got it. One of the words is wrong then. All right, Paul in Westwood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude? You ready to go?
Yeah, I got it.
Here we go.
And Holtman jump over substance.
And hope and shop over substance?
No, that's not it. No! Sorry, man.
I hope my job gets me a little something, something.
No, that's not it either.
Oh. And Holtman jump over substance. And Holtman jump over substance.
Wow. All right, Alex in Culver City, you're on the air.
And Holtman jump over substance.
Hey, Frank, can you help me out a little?
I think he's trying.
I'm trying. I have no idea.
All right, could you play for me one more time?
And Holtman jump over substance.
I'm going to go on a long one here. I'm hoping y'all know what's up now.
No.
You're stupid.
It. That is not it, dude. Efren in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
And Holtman jump over substance.
What's up, guys? Frank Armin.
That's hey. Right, man.
All right. This is horrible. I'm tapping now, guys.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. There's no shame in that. You know, the guy.
I hop and jump over my sump pump.
No, but it's close. It's close.
Really?
Yeah, it's close.
And Holtman jump over substance.
All right, let's talk to Alfredo. You're on 97.1.
And Holtman jump over substance.
Hey, what's up, you stud?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, my two favorite shows.
Thank you, sir.
And I think he's saying, I hope to jump over something.
No, that's not it either.
That's a no-no.
Wow, look at
Is
you
he
guys.
Close?
He's close. There's hope in there and there's jump in
okay.
there.
Okay.
And Holtman jump over substance.
Okay. How about Mike in Moreno Valley? You're on 97.1.
And Holtman jump over substance.
Hey, I hop and jump over supper.
No, it's not supper.
No!
But that last word is what you need. I hope and jump over supper.
And hope and jump over supper.
All right, that's not it. Dane in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
And hope and jump over supper.
Is he saying I'm hoping to jump over subsidies?
Not subsidies, Sucker. No.
That's what I was going to say,
yeah,
subsidies.
It's not subsidies, but it's close.
And hope and jump over supper.
How about Vincent in Lake Elsinore? You're on 97.1.
And hope and jump over supper.
I'll hope you jump over substance.
You know what?
Jump up and shout.
I think that's it, dude. It's and hope and jump over substance.
Yeah.
And hope and jump over substance.
Yeah, that's it. And hope and jump over substance.
And hope and jump over substance.
Now, you can ask me what it means, and I have no effing idea, man.
No.
I have no clue, but you got it, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And hope and jump doesn't make any sense. I hop and jump.
And hope and jump over substance.
He's saying hop.
Maybe it is hop.
And hope and jump over substance.
I hope to jump over substance.
And hope and jump over substance.
That's not what
I know,
is.
But you know what?
Translates.
But he doesn't make any sense. Listen to this clip we played before.
My liver lives in somebody else.
How can that be possible?
My liver lives in somebody else.
Right. But how can that be possible?
He donated his liver.
Yeah, but he's got just a singleton. You got
can't you give a lobe?
You give two kidneys. You can give one kidney away, but you can't give a liver away.
You can. You can give a chunk of your liver.
Oh, is that right?
It'll grow in somebody else.
Maybe that's right, man. Maybe he did do that.
God's good all time, God good, we shall expand.
I need to catch up to Jesse.
Good one,
I got
too.
A beer in my hand right now.
What are you drinking there? What can I drink?
It's energy beer.
Oh, is that right?
It's the Sparks 6% alcohol.
So there's alcohol and caffeine?
Yeah.
Going for it.
Yeah,
it's like a guy called us a couple months ago, and we were talking about combining highs, you know, what you have to combine. And he said his favorite thing to do is to take acid and go skydiving.
Oh, my God. Have you ever done acid, Tim?
I've never done acid. I've never done skydiving. But I can imagine with both of them, there's enough stimulation in them separately without having to combine them.
I think they would cancel each other out.
You think so?
Yeah, I think.
You think so? When you're on acid, you jump out of the plane and you're about to pull your chute, and you're just bored to death.
Yeah, well, I think that you would know you're skydiving because that's the sensation in itself.
Right.
But acid is completely different, and you need to trip on stuff. You're so far away from the ground, you can't trip on anything. I don't think you're going to see like you know wings on yourself, nothing like that.
Right. But I think that's also. I mean, when you're on acid and you're skydiving, I think that you may pull the cord prematurely. You know, because you really can't gauge how. So you're at 20,000 feet, and they're like, "What
later,
the Christ is this guy
awesome.
Doing?" Yeah, this guy's going to take an hour and a half to come down.
After you pull the chute, would be when the tripping happens.
Right, and everything gets quiet.
Have you ever seen people skydive naked?
No.
Chicks?
No.
Their boobs go in. They get concave like cereal bowls.
Is that right?
Yeah, because the wind just pushes their boobs all the way in, and the guy's D&Bs will be flapping up behind his butt.
Wow. Where did you do this?
Oh, I didn't do it. I'm sorry. I've just seen pictures of people skydiving naked. I did go skydiving, though. Chute didn't open all the way.
Wait, you went skydiving and chute didn't open all the way?
Static line hooked to the plane. So I jump out. Well, you got to go hang out on the wing.
Right.
And then you let go of the plane. So you see the plane leaving, and then the plane pulls your chute out as it leaves.
Right.
So I'm not strapped to anybody. And there's just a one-way radio with the guy on the ground.
Right.
And they teach you this class, like 3 hours of a class before you go up, so you can recognize when you're in trouble. And so I look up and...
Just instinctively know it, though?
Well, you know, if you twist a swing set, you know, like you twist it. So if you see that, you can twist yourself out of it. If you see this, you know, it's always like panning up looking at your chute for problems. And my chute wasn't open all the way.
Jesus Christ.
Like three quarters of it was open, but there was a quarter of it that was...
Wow.
It's flapping. And I'm trying to fix it, you know, pulling my toggles. And the guy on the ground is talking to me, but I can't talk back. And he says, you know, if you can't fix that, it's about time to pull your emergency chute. And I look down and I can see the ground. Right. I can see people's eyes. I'm not letting go of this thing. I might be going 80 miles an hour, but I'm going slower than I was.
Right.
So at the very end, you have to pull both of the toggles to slow down to brake. And I pull them both, and that's when it opened up. Poof!
Oh, that's
right
cool.
At the very end, landed in a cornfield like a mile away, cut the tip of my nose. That was
But how fast would you have been going if it didn't open like that?
I was probably going about 60 miles an hour.
Jesus, that could have been the end.
Yeah, I mean, everyone else had the nice, you know, hey, I can cruise down, pull your left so you can land on this little spot in the middle of a field. But I was coming down faster than everybody else. I was...
Jesus Christ.
It's time to pull the emergency chute.
Now, when you pull the emergency chute, does the other chute...
Yeah, it lets go.
Oh, it does.
It cuts free, and you free fall until that one, the emergency pops out.
All right. Now, when the emergency chute comes out and there's problems with that,
then
it's lights out.
Yeah, then you're effed.
Yeah.
I just knew.
If that happened, it's then just Frosty and Heidi.
Well, I probably would have broke both my legs, which would have been a good story.
Right.
You know, that would have got me some serious tail. How'd you break both your legs? Skydiving, ladies. Maybe not the belch part, but I really had to at that point. But, yeah, so I went skydiving once. I have no desire to anymore. I was young and stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a desire when I was younger, but I don't want to do that now.
Yeah, you know? You're your dad now.
I'm 44 years old. I'm just, you know, I drive around and I think to myself, I should buy a plot at Forest Lawn. I'm getting to that age.
Have you looked into it?
I haven't looked into it yet, but I think about it when I hear the commercials on other stations. My wife was listening to... I was listening to an AM station late at night, and my wife was listening to this station. She was listening to John and Jeff. And I had it on during a John and Jeff commercial. I was listening to another station. And I heard the commercial. My wife was listening to this station. She was listening to a commercial for the O-ring, which is the ring you put on yourself, and it vibrates.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then I go back into my office, and there's a Forest Lawn commercial going on in my radio. So it's really two different audiences.
At that late at night, either you're effing or you're dying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you listen to this station, you're still effing. Yeah. If you listen to that station, you're like, I'm out. All right, gang, here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. No, Frank's here to help you out if you need some little help. Here we go.
An AKA a Sam Pot.
All right, let's talk to Paul in Huntington Beach on 97.1.
An AKA a Sam Butt.
That's not it.
That's a no-no.
Any help from Frank?
No, I need to hear it again.
All right, here we go.
An AKA a Sam Butt.
No, that's not it either.
That's what I was going to
say. An AKA a Sam Butt.
All right.
An AKA a Sam Butt.
I'll give you a hint. He's about to shoot something with the AK.
An AKA a Sam Pot.
No, wait. Oh, no, this is another clip.
An AKA a Sam Pot.
All right. This is, I now got this one.
An AKA a Sam Pot.
At the end, there's a measurement. I'll give you that. That's the clue. At the end, it's a form
metric?
Of... it's not metric.
An AKA a Sam Pot.
Do you think Jesse knows metric system?
Let's talk to, I can't imagine that's going on with Jesse. I can barely do it, and you know, I had some like formal teaching in Canada on how to do it, and I could barely do it. You know, at gas they have liters and they have all that crap. I have no idea. All right, Giovanni Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1. Good luck.
An AKA a Sam Pot.
an AKA a thin one?
No, no. It's a form of measurement at the end. I'll give you that. Josh in Ontario, you're on the air.
An AKA a 7 point.
An AKA so a 7 point?
Not a 7 point. Mac in LA, you're on the air.
An AKA a 7 point.
Damn it. An AKA.
This doesn't sound promising.
God damn it.
Anytime a call starts with "God damn it,"
yeah,
it really it never really pans out.
People don't know before they call.
No,
they call and then they hear
call.
It.
They hold on, okay. And then they try to figure it out.
Well, they win an Ironman tickets.
Yeah, they're going to Ironman, and I guess next Tuesday night.
That looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look good, especially with Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr. I wonder how Jeff Bridges and Terrence Howard got top billing.
Terrence Howard was the black dude in.
I guess so.
Is any black?
Yeah, and
Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow. Hey, Jerry, how you doing, man?
Dude.
Good to see you
in there.
Look
at that guy.
What's up, homie?
Hey.
Jerry Gomez, man. All right, Gary in Oceanside, you're at 97.1.
AKA a 7 point.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good.
I think you said an AKA dot 7 point.
It's not 7 point. It's close. Josh in Ontario, you're on the air.
An AKA a 7 point.
Josh, how about Nick in Mission Viejo? You're on the air. Here we go.
An AKA a 7 point.
Bad vibes.
Plut?
Nobody knows
this
it.
Is a plut.
I don't know. Derek in Eagle Rock, you're on the air.
An AKA a 7 point.
An AKA a 7 foot.
That's it. That's exactly it. I don't know what it means, but that's what he says. AKA 7 foot.
An AKA a 7 foot.
I don't know what it means.
An AKA a 7 foot.
I have no idea what that is.
What do you get these clips? From his sermons every Sunday?
Yeah, he does a show on Saturday on the Word Network, which is a very popular network if you have a satellite. And he does a show called Rainbow Push every Saturday, and we record it. And then he has a talk
that
show Saturday
so
night.
That sounds so gay. It's well, the Randy, Rainbow Randy, Push.
Yeah, Rainbow Push.
Guys dancing Rainbow on boxes push. With those shirts on.
Right, exactly. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll play you this clip. We'll ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. Frank Kramer is with us. Don't forget, tomorrow they will be at the Pink Taco, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m.
It was Heidi's idea.
It's a big day for you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, 6 to 8?
6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow.
6 to 8, Pink Taco, just serving people. We're hanging out behind the bar, serving drinks.
Exactly, in Century City.
Yeah.
12050 Santa Monica Boulevard in Century City. The Pink Taco. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Frank Kramer's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Question becomes, what are you going to do about it? Question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
No!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank Kramer joins us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Thank you for having me, man.
And we were talking about Frank coming in every Thursday completely bombed.
See, I've never been stoned on the radio.
Right.
I've been drunk many times.
Right.
Like now. But I've never been stoned, so I was thinking,
well, maybe
hey,
we'll do that next
if
Thursday.
If you want, every Thursday I'll come in and just do bong loads the
perfect.
Entire show.
That's fantastic, man.
Let's vote on it.
I look forward to that.
I vote yay.
Yeah, I vote for bong loads.
Because I don't have to drive this bus. This is nice.
Sit back and enjoy yourself.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's like when you drive to Vegas with somebody else. You know, somebody else drives.
It's great.
It's the best. I remember I was driving to Vegas with Malibu Dan and his wife and my wife before they had a kid, and they were all getting high or all getting drinking and stuff, and I'm driving, and they're all laughing their asses off.
Great
like,
time.
God damn it, man! I got another 200 miles to go until I can have a shot or something.
And by that time, you can't even catch up.
No, but by the time I get there, they're all ready to go to bed. You know, they're all like they had their fun. The fun was the trip.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, let's go hit the casino. I'm like, nah, we're really burnt.
So let's do that every Thursday.
All right, every Thursday. Frank
It'd be
Kramer.
Like, you're driving to Vegas and I'm having fun in the car.
Yeah, and we'll just play sing-along songs. All right, let's play a clip here for you, gang. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
All right.
Question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
All right, this should be fairly easy. Josh in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
The question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
Yes, congratulations,
yes,
man.
All right,
look at you, man. There he goes.
He watches the Rainbow Push.
I guess so. Likes the Jesse Jackson show in the morning. All right, that is a true veteran, man. He can nail
that. Question becomes, what are you going to do about it?
All right, here's the next clip. Again, Frank Kramer can give you a hand if you're stumped here.
Think yourself into Will Backton.
What?
Think yourself into Will Backton. Think yourself into Will Backton.
Wow.
Think yourself into Will Backton.
I think I need some tenactin.
Think yourself into Will Backton.
Wow, I can't. I'm reading it. I can't figure it out.
Think yourself into Will Backton. Think yourself into Will Backton.
Wow.
Think yourself into Will Backton.
We can't play because I don't know it.
Think yourself into Will back then.
Well, it says...
Think yourself into Will Backton.
It says, think yourself well to enacted.
Think yourself into Will Backton.
That's not it either. All right, let's press on. I have no idea what that clip is.
To study yourself approved and worthy. Study!
All right, I got this one.
To study yourself approved and worthy. Study! To study yourself approved and worthy. Study!
You know what? That one's even wrong, too.
To study yourself approved and worthy. Study!
Jesus Christ. All right, let's go to the next one here.
It was ever say I find myself.
What'd that one say it was?
To study yourself approved and worthy. Study!
To stunt yourself, improve your worth. Study.
To study yourself approved and worthy. Study!
To stunt yourself, improve your worth, study.
To stunt yourself, approved and worthy, study.
I don't think that's it either.
Who's translating this stuff?
I don't know. Let's try this one here.
This a bibic. This a bibic.
I can't get that one either.
But the government.
All right, I got this one.
But the government. But the government.
All right, Rick and Moore Park, 97.1. Good luck, dude.
But the government.
Huge fan, Mr. Conway.
Thank you, sir.
Army.
That's right, man.
Can I hear it one more time?
Here we go.
But the government.
Sip, but the government.
There you go. Congratulations.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
But give that guy
you realize that's what I'm going to sound like every Thursday if I'm doing bong hits.
Have you ever been on the air, Stone?
Never have.
Never been high on the air.
I only would want to do it on your show.
All right. Excellent. So next Thursday at...
next Thursday, I'm in.
All right. You want to do it 9 o'clock? Next Thursday, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Frank Kramer, totally stoned on the air for the first time. And you've never gotten high at all on the air, right?
Never have.
Wow, what a pro you are.
Yeah, exactly. I have respect for my job, but this is not my show, so what the hell?
All right, don't forget Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are going to be at the Pink Taco tomorrow.
Yeah, come out and see us. We're going to be behind the bar, just bartending, basically. And there's no show. It's just coming out and having fun with people.
6 to 8 p.m. at the Pink Taco in Century City, 12050 Santa Monica Boulevard. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Frank Kramer's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Give it up, West Side.
50 years.
You cannot go forward looking backwards. Inciting jealous preachers. $500 guns.